week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Silverstein, the Ilu Nishmas, David Gershon, Chof Alef Cheshven, 10th of November, Rabbi Avi Ziskin, Philo.
The Ramban at the beginning of Shmois tells us that the whole of Sefer Bereishis is a Sefer of Yetzirah, it's a Sefer of creation. And normally the name given to a Sefer has to encapsulate the whole Sefer. And when we look at the Sefer of Bereishis, just the introduction talks about the creation. The rest of the Sefer, we're talking about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Where's the creation? Says the Ramban, the whole Sefer is the Sefer of creation, because Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, their daily lives, they were creating our genes. They were creating our DNA. A Jew has got a different DNA. A Jew's got a different, all his whole personality, his whole psychology, his whole person, his whole being is different than a Goy. And all this was being created throughout the whole Sefer Bereishis. One of the major things that we got, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are our davenings. A shachris and a mincha and a mayriv, that all comes from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The first three brochas of the Shmonesre are against Avraham. They correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Mogen Avraham is the first brocha. Ato Gibor is the second one. Mechaya Mesin, that is Yitzchak. And Ato Kodesh, that is Yaakov. That's what the Chuva Zarashbo writes. And this is one of the biggest things, one of the biggest connections, daily connections that we keep with the others. The words, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaAnoiro, that we say in the first brocha, correspond with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with those midas that they went along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those were the midas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up an avenue and a connection with Klal Yisrael. And we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Al Shmonesre every day with that same connection that Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov were connecting their whole lives. This is a Jew which has the genes of Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, people who can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that darga. This is where we're holding every day for generations and generations because of what we got from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That is a Sefer Yetzirah. That is the book of creation. Because their lives were the lives which created our Metzius, our very, very essence, what a Jew is all about. There's an interesting Levush, which is a Sefer Halacha, which talks about the definition of our Shmonesre, and it's amazing what the Levush tells us. We all went through, before Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we went through Slichas. And every day we were talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on His people. And there are 13 attributes of Rachamim. These 13 attributes of Rachamim, the whole of Yom Kippur we were going on, and before Rosh Hashanah, and these 13 attributes the Jewish people got at Yom Kippur. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, he brought us these Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And they have got a special koyach that Einom Shovois Reiko. When a person davens with these 13 attributes, his tefillah has to get accepted in some kind of a way. That is the koyach of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And the whole Jewish nation became a second edition of the Jewish nation because of these Yud Gimel Midas, which meant that after the Chet HaEgel, after they had sinned at the Egel, the Jewish people were supposed to be wiped out. V'achalem, finished. There's not supposed to be any Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to start the whole story all over again. With these Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim that Hashem taught Moshe, the whole Jewish people became a second edition, and they came to life again, and this whole process was finished on Yom Kippur, and that's why Yom Kippur and all the days that precede Yom Kippur, we're going on with these Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, that Hashem should have mercy on us in the next year. Says the Lavush, when we say Slichas every day, there's an interesting phenomenon that we say Kaddish Tiskabel. We say Kaddish Tiskabel at the end of a Slichas. Tiskabel Tzloysun V'Husoy. And this Kaddish Tiskabel is never found unless it comes after davening. There's all kinds of Kaddish that you can say, but the Kaddish which comes after davening is a Kaddish Tiskabel. Asks the Lavush, when we say Slichas, why do we have a Kaddish Tiskabel at the end? Says the Lavush the following, that if you take a careful look at the structure of Slichas, you'll notice that you've got a mini davening. You start off davening with an Ashrei, so Slichas begins with an Ashrei. You finish off with a Tachanon, so Slichas finishes with a Tachanon. Afterwards you've got your Kaddish Tiskabel. And then the big question is, that's very sweet, but where's the Shmoneh Esrei? The whole davening is the Shmoneh Esrei. So you've got the beginning, you've got the end, but where's the Shmoneh Esrei? So Lavush says three words. I've never seen anyone explaining these three words. Says the Lavush that the Iker of the Shmoneh Esrei is the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. This Matona Toiva, this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to give a second life to the Jewish people through these Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, that they are Einon Shoves Reikon, this is the Shmoneh Esrei. Very sweet. What has Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim got to do with the Shmoneh Esrei? He doesn't explain. But if you look around a little, I found the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Ekev, Odev Cholavavkev, he also says that the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei is to do with Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. There happen to be 13 brachas in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei of the Bakoshas together with the Lamashini. But I found a Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Kisiso where he builds the structure of these Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And it's fascinating. It's one of the deepest parts of Torah learning. There's Kabbalah and Halacha, and there's Machlekes of the Mekubalim and the Rishonim. How you structure these Yud Gimel Midas. In the third Mahalach of the Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says the phenomenal, most phenomenal idea. He says like this, Godoy Gibor Noiro, these three words are the source of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. These three words, Godoy Gibor Noiro, they hold within themselves the whole of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. They're the source. And each one of them, if you split them up into four, you'll get Godel with four, Gibel with four, and Noiro with four, you'll end up with 12 Midas. Those are 12 Midas Rachamim. The Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim begin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Hashem Hashem, and then you go along, Kein Rachum V'Chanum. So there's an introduction to the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, and that is the name Hashem, and that is number 13. HaKei LaGodel HaGibor V'Noiro, Gibor, Godel, Gibor, Noiro also have a introduction, HaKeil, and that corresponds with Hashem Hashem. So you've really got the structure of all Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim in the words HaKeil, HaGodel, HaGibor, V'Noiro, Godel, Gibor, V'Noiro, each one becoming four is 12, HaKeil corresponding to Hashem Hashem, and there you've got the essence of the 13 attributes of Rachamim. Now, the Rashbo, the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, many say that the first three brachas are against, they are corresponding to the three of us, to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and Godel, Gibor, Noiro are the three, they are the three Midas, they correspond to the three Midas of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, which means that bracha number 1, 2, and 3 is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and those are the real koyach, the source of the koyach of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that the first three brachas are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the 12 brachas before they put in Lamal Shinim, the 12 brachas correspond to the Shvatim. Which here you really see the same idea of the Rabbeinu Bechaya that the detailed form of Haggadah, Gibbon Leiro, are all these Makashas. The same as the Shvatim came out of the three of us, you've got the three of us, and they branch out into 12 branches, which 12 eventually became 13. The same as the Shmonesre was 12, and it became 13 with Lamalshini, because Yosef split up into Ephraim and Menashe, and you start off with the beginning, which is the roots of the Jewish people, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that splits up into the Shvatim, and the Ramchal actually speaks out that all the 12 brachos are a pirut. They're a detailed form of the first three brachos. So here you've actually got the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmin in every single Shmonesre. Now look at this most fascinating thing that Chazal hid within a Shmonesre. We come to the end of these 13 Midas Rachmin in the bracha of Shema Keleinu. And Shema Keleinu is full of the word Rachmin, because here we've come to the pinnacle of these Yud Gimel Midas Rachmin. And what do we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Al teshiveinu reikom milfonecho. Do not send us with nothing. We've been davening a whole Shmonesre. Don't send us out reikom, empty-handed. Where does this nusach, where does it come from? This is the way of telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu you want him to accept your tefillin. Al teshiveinu reikom. When Chazal talk about the 13 Midas Rachamim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Bris kruso liyud gimel midas rachamim she'enom shovois reikom. You'll never come out after saying yud gimel midas rachamim reikom. You'll never come out empty-handed. And this is how we finish off the bakoshas in Shmonesre. Al tishiveinu reikom bifonecho. Which means we're going into Shmonesre for the koyach of tefillin, the koyach of the rachamim that we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillin, is an amazing koyach. We're talking about a koyach of a second edition, a revival of a nation which was finished. Vachalim, God's finished with the Jewish people. That's where they were holding before the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Comes along these Yud Gimel Midas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're starting afresh. And that was Yom Kippur, and that's every Yom Kippur. So every Shmonesre has this koyach of creating a new Metzias, a new Jewish people. This is how we're supposed to approach a Shmonesre. When you're talking about Yitzchok in the broche of Mechaya Meisim, Yitzchok is Din, and Yaakov is Rachamim, and Avraham is Chesed. How does Din, God and Gibor in Oiro, Gibor is Din, how does Din become one of these Yud Gimel Midas Rachmin? We're talking about the Midas of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of them is Yitzchok, and Yitzchok is Din, and the second bracha of Shmonesre Mechaya Meisim corresponds with Yitzchok, and Yitzchok is Din. How does Din coincide with Rachmin? This is the question that the Reish Chochma asks in his Sefer Tetzos Chai. Says the Reish Chochma that the bracha of Mechaya Meisim, and these are the words of the Rashbo, the bracha of Mechaya Meisim, Yitzchok said this bracha. When did Yitzchok say the bracha of Mechaya Meisim? When Avraham bound him onto the altar to sacrifice him at the Akedah, and he got off alive. He got up and he made a Baruch Mechaya Meisim. And there's different Lashonis and Rishonim. The Rishonim, there's a Chazal, a Yalkut, a Pirkei Avlezer, Pochon Ishmose. When he was at the Akedah, his Neshama left him. To the extent, the Rashbo says it was Keilu, a Tchias Meisim. The Seder Ayom says it was a Tchias Meisim. But he made a Brocha with the Shem Hashem of Tchias Meisim. He came to life again. This new Yitzchok, says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, is a new person. When he went into the Akedah, Yitzchok could not have children. He couldn't get married, he couldn't have children. He went through the cicada process, he was more there than here, gone. And he came to life again, and there was a hiskatzus, there was a renewal in his neshama, and the new Yitzchok which came out of the Akedah was a Yitzchok who could give birth. And this was the Mechaya Mesi. Says the Reish Yitzchokmer, that we say in that second bracha, Meimis u'mechaya u'matzmiach Yeshua. Misa, when a person comes to the end of his life, that is the biggest din, that a person has to go through the process of death. In that bracha, there's a connection between din and rachamim. Meimis u'mechaya. As we say the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meimis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings people to the last day of their life, there's a mechaya. There's a new life after that death. And this is actually what happened to Yitzchok. Says the Aruch Haim, when the Malach told Avraham and Sarah, you're going to have a son by the name of Yitzchok, the terminology used over there was, Shoiv Oshuv Eilecho Keheshayo. I will return to you, Shoiv Oshuv, twice. What's returning twice? The Malach came, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you a kid. Shoiv Oshuv. There's a double Yitzchok. There's two editions of Yitzchok. There's a Yitzchok until the Akedah. There's a new Yitzchok after the Akedah. There's two people. Where did this new Yitzchok come from? This is the Midas Adim, which is accompanied by Rachamim. A person can go through the biggest din. He can go through the biggest difficulties in life. And from those same difficulties, a new personality with new light and new horizons open after a person has gone through the situation. This is where Yitzchok gets into the Midas HaRachamim. Yitzchok himself is Din. He represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put you through difficult situations to awaken you and to bring you through the difficult situations to a new life. And that's actually what's happening with Yitzchok. When we go through this bracha of Soymech Noiflim, Roifech Hoylim, Umatir Asurim, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a sick man out of, and he gets a guy out of prison, but he's giving you life in the situations where one's life is finished, and this is the introduction to the Shemoneh Esrei. You had a Jew stuck out in a country where there's no other Jew in the whole country, and there's no one who knew that he was in that country. And the guy got into a serious mess. He got put into prison. And he had no way of getting out. There's no one in the whole country who knew about him. He was put away for a sentence till the end of his life. He's going to be in prison till the end of his life. Had no way of getting out. And all his family were in a different country. They never knew where he was. They never knew he was in prison. Nothing. This guy knew that the only way he's going to get out of prison is one way, at his funeral. That's it. He knows he's stuck here the rest of his life. When he'll die, they'll take him out, and that's it. And he never gave up. This guy davened every day to get out. And not only did he get out, but his whole life became a whole new life. You talk about Yosef. Joseph went down to Egypt. He was stuck there on his own. He was down in the dungeons. And after getting out of that, after getting out of this prison, he started, not only did he get back to where he was, but he started a whole new life, that he became the financial director of Egypt, through that becoming the finance minister of the whole world. And he had control, and he was on top, and he managed to organize the Jewish people in their stay in Egypt. And through him, eventually, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was complete with him when the splitting of the sea happened because of him, because of his Oren, which came to the splitting of the sea. When you say the words, Matir Asurim, so the words, Mishohono Li Yosef Bebeisu Asurim, Hu Yameinu, we feel those words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yosef a new life. Yosef was not just stuck in prison. He was stuck in prison in a situation where that's it. absolute yush. There's no way he's ever going to lead a life. And through that, and only through that, if he would never got messed up in prison, say, would have been working for Potiphar the rest of his life, a good servant making coffee in the morning and sweeping up at night. Instead of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into this terrible, difficult situation. And through that terrible, difficult situation, he became a new person. And this was not the same person. This is the brach of Mechai HaMesim. Since our Mechai HaKadosh, the whole shidduch that we read about in this week's parsha with Rivka, that Rivka is the shidduch for Yitzchak, Rivka's birth is written in the Torah straight after the Akedah. Because there would never have been a Jewish people, there would never have been a shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka without the Akedah, because the Akedah is that which brought him into, made him into a person that he could actually have the sentence. When a person goes through one of those dark stages in life, one has to realize that it's not a misa, rather it's a mechaya mesi. You're getting your life here. You're not losing your life in this situation. You're getting a new life. Avraham and Yitzchak were positive when he was going through this Akedah that the whole future of the Jewish people is not going to be through Yitzchak. And what worked out in retrospect? On the contrary, before the Akedah, there was no way that there ever could have been a Jewish people. Because Yitzchak was a person who could not get married. He could not give birth. The Akedah created what we thought the Akedah was making us lose. And the whole of life is like that. Whenever a person is going through this cloudy situation, what you're going to lose and what's going to be and how you're going to carry on. This situation are the roots for a whole new horizons to be built and new. A whole new optimistic view of life is supposed to be cultivated from within the normal pessimistic way of looking what's going on. You think that things are going wrong. Here is the beginning of the light. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending the salvation. Moshe Nigash El HaRofel Asher Shomei Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu went into the HaRofel. HaRofel is a very, very deep cloud. A very, very cloudy cloud. When you're in the depth of that cloud, and things are just not working out, Asher Shomei Elokim, that's where you're coming into grips with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when you're really living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, from there, you're going to see a new life when you actually come to the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that situation. I had a personal experience 3-4 years ago. I move around different yeshivas in Israel on Shabbos. I'm in a particular yeshiva during the week, but on Shabbos I go to different yeshivas to talk, and shiurim, and droshes. And I don't know the bokrim in these yeshivas personally, because I only come there like twice a year, and I give droshes, but bokrim come up to speak, they ask questions, personal advice. I don't know them on a personal level, but here and there I bump into them and I talk to them. Once a guy came up to me, and he starts telling me a horror story. He's telling me about his life. What a terrible life he has had. He says all the years that he was till Bar Mitzvah, so he was learning in different cheders. He went through 6 institutions. Every place that he was until the age of 13, they kicked him up after a couple of months because he was such a difficult student. He was thrown from place to place. After his Bar Mitzvah, he was in a terrible situation. And his parents never knew what to do with him. They sent him to a farm. For 3 years, he was together with the cows, because those were the only part of nature which he could carry along without getting into a mess. He was there for 3.5 years. Eventually, one of his brothers got married, and his brother was learning in the yeshiva where I found this guy. And the wedding was a very happy wedding. And this guy saw that these guys in the yeshiva are very schmuck, they're happy, levedic guys. So he decided he wants to go along to that yeshiva before the end of the chasna. He got on the bus and he landed up in the yeshiva and he called his parents from the yeshiva to tell him, I'm not going to be at the family photos at the end of the wedding. I've gone to yeshiva. They almost flipped. What's this guy going to be in yeshiva? Is it going to be 1 week or 2 weeks? Anyway, I met him in that yeshiva after 3 years. He had been in that yeshiva 3 years. He was very intelligent, but he had a learning problem, and no one could ever work out what his learning problem was. They tried. He could never get anything out of the text. There was no way that he could read a text and get the information out of the text. He could have a lot of information in his head, and he could read words, but there could never be any connection. It wasn't dyslexic. It was some other deeper problem which they couldn't get to the bottom of this problem. So he tells me, listen, I'm hanging around this yeshiva now for the last 3.5 years, and I'm going through absolute trauma. It's terrible. I have to play the game that I can learn. So how do I learn? I go to a group of boys on the one side of the Beis Medrash. I talk to them. I find out what the sugya is, and then I hear some kind of a question. Then I move to the other side of the Beis Medrash and I start talking to them with the information that I've got. Then I go to another corner. And then, so he's like playing a game that he's learning, but he says, it's the most terrible feeling that you can see everyone around you, open gemaras, and they're learning. Terrible, he's suffering. What can I do? I have no answer for him. I said, listen, you have to go to people who deal with these. You've been to all the people. No one's got an answer for you. I don't know. I don't have what to tell you. A year later, I landed up at the same yeshiva. A guy comes to me, and he opens up a Gemara, and for 45 minutes, he's talking to me in the middle of a bus at Daf Nun, and he's going through the whole Gemara, and he's asking questions from the Rashbam on Daf Nun to the Rashbam 2 or 3 pages before, and then he's found another Rashbam 2 or 3 pages after. 45 minutes he's talking to me inside the Gemara, and in my mind, I had a picture that this was the same guy. And this just wasn't making sense. It's not possible that this could be the same guy. So I was thinking to myself whether to ask him, because I don't have a personal connection with these guys. I only meet them once every half a year. So it could have been I mixed up with other yeshivas. But I was debating to ask him or not to ask him. In the end, after 45 minutes, I said to him, listen to me, aren't you the guy, you know, from the farm, from the cheders? And so he takes out 2 eyes on me and he looks at me like this. I said, sorry, no, I've obviously mixed you up with someone else. I'm sorry, I'm getting old. And I'm starting the senile story and all that. You know, take it easy. No, I didn't say anything. Huh? So he said, no, this is me. So I said, it can't be you. What do you mean, this is you? It can't be you. So he says, this is me. So I said, just tell me what happened. He says, what do you mean? We went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, went through Elul. The whole time, I was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I asked my mother, Padlokas Neiris, to daven, that I should get a new life. I cannot carry on this life. There's no way I can continue like this. I have to get a new life. It all has to start from the beginning. And he says, I cried every Shmoneh Esrei this the whole time. I was davening and davening down just for this. When came Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, the newsman, beginning of the winter, after Yom Kippur, the yeshiva started learning Bava Basra. So I opened up the Gemara Bava Basra and I started learning. And I was learning. I was reading, everything was just open. And I went through this daf after daf. I'm meeting Daf Nun in Bava Basra in the summer's month after that winter, where the whole yeshiva's finished Bava Basra. They're learning Sanhedrin. All the guys who talked to me in Sanhedrin, he's talking to me Basra. He says, I'm never going to leave this Masechta until I manage to get to the end, because the first time at the age of 20 that I can get through a Gemara, I'm not closing this Gemara. Yeshiva can learn 20 Masechtas. I'm finishing this Bava Basra. So I said to him, listen, if you're going to make a seam on this Bava Basra, I've never promised this to anyone, it's like out of my regular schedule, I'm going to come to this seam. It's far out of Yerushalayim, Kiryat Malachi, it's very far. I said, I'm going to come to the seam. I cannot miss a seam of such a story. This is the real story. 2 years later, 3 days before Tishvav, I get a call. Rabbi, you promised me that when I'm going to finish Bava Basra, I'm going to bring it to the Shir, to the Sin. I came along, it was a Thursday night, late at night, 12 o'clock at night, there was 80, 90 people assembled in the room, and he took out this Bava Basra, and he read out the last few lines, and he said the words, Hadron Alecho Masechas Bava Basra. He burst out into tears. He couldn't hold himself. Every time he said the word Bava Basra, he burst out into tears. He couldn't hold himself. And he went through the whole Hadron with the Yerotzen, and the whole room was silent. He couldn't hear a word. He could just hear the guy sobbing. He said the Kaddish, you could hardly hear the words. You heard someone sobbing. This is a person who experienced the Yud-Gimel Nirzrachmim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to life. That is the real brach of Mechaya Mesi. There is no situation where a person does not daven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his life. A year later I got a call from the guy. He says, I'm getting married, you'll come to my wedding. And Shabbat Sheva brachas are making another siyum on Bava Basra, this time without the tears. That's what he told me. But that is the way to approach a Shmon Esrei. We're looking for revolutions. Yosef began a new life. Yitzchak got a new life. And the whole of the Jewish people got a new life through these Yud-Gimel Nirzrachmim, where that is the source of our tefillah. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a dead man. He was a dead man. What do you do with him? Navi, a prophet, Yeshayahu, comes in and tells you, Meis ato, you're dead, you're finished. You can't get a worse diagnosis than all the top doctors in the world. A Navi, and he turns around, he tells to, he says, get out of here, get out of here. He says, Abenu Bachai, what do you mean get out of here? He says, you want a daven? It's the same thing, you want a daven. What? Why do you say get out of here? Says Abenu Bachai, that Chizkiyahu was telling Yeshayahu that the world of tefillah is higher than the world of prophecy. And therefore, whatever you can see in your prophecy is irrelevant to a guy who's going to daven. That is the koyach of tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should use this koyach to get close and to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us at every stage of our life, particularly in the difficult stages of Allah.